The KCIS Ministry of the Month.
And for April, the KCIS Ministry of the Month is Love Worth Finding, featuring Adrian Rogers. You can hear Love Worth Finding with Adrian weekday mornings at 6 and Sunday mornings at 8:30. And right now, from a recent Love Worth Finding broadcast, Adrian Rogers talks about the pitfalls of perfectionism.
Today, I want to speak to you on this subject, freedom from the performance trap. I think many of us have gotten into this problem, trying somehow to make ourselves acceptable to God. And we have gotten into this thing called perfectionism. Now, perfect is a beautiful word, but perfectionism is an ugly word. What is perfectionism? Well, perfectionism is that disease of judging yourself by your achievements. Does that apply to you? The performance trap. I judge myself by how I perform, and therefore I must perform. The key words for the perfectionist are these: I must, I should, I ought. And there are perfectionists around us, and they're miserable people. They're caught in a trap. They do not understand the grace of God. If you get in your mind that God is going to accept you on the basis of your performance, your quiet time, your Bible study, your giving, your witnessing, your holy life, if you get that in your mind, do you see what a trap that is? Because you will never know if you've done enough. Isn't that right? You'll never know if you've done enough. You will never, ever truly feel accepted. You see, folks, if we could achieve perfection, we wouldn't need a Savior. And if you're a perfectionist and caught up in the performance trap, number one, you may end up angry with God, because things don't work out just right. Everything is not neat. Everything is not perfect. A tree fell on your house, and something is going to happen that's going to make you perhaps a little angry with God, or maybe you're going to be afraid of God. You couldn't please your parents, and now you can't please God. We get the idea that God is up there in heaven sitting on a white throne, and He's judging us. He's up there doing this, and we are never able to live up to the demands that we have placed upon ourselves. We begun in the Spirit, we got saved, and now we're trying to prove to God just how good we can be. But not only will perfectionism harm you and take the joy out of your life, and you never really feel accepted before God, but it harms others. I mean, a perfectionist is intolerable of failure in other people. Therefore, he's intolerable to live with. Pity the man married to a perfectionist. Pity the woman married to a perfectionist, because you never, ever will please your mate, because they're not pleased with themselves and they're not pleased with you. God have mercy upon children whose parents are perfectionists. These parents want the children to be perfect so they can prove to all the world that they are a perfect parent. Perfectionism harms us, it harms others, and friend, it can ruin a church. A perfectionist in a church, boy, he is a miserable person, and he makes everybody else miserable. The fellowship is never sweet enough for him. The teacher is never prepared enough for him. The sermon is never good enough for him. The music is never spiritual enough for him or for her. Well, you say, Pastor, didn't Jesus say, be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father in heaven is perfect? Yes, he said that. But even there, the word telos does not mean without fault. It has the idea of being complete. It has the idea of being whole. It has the idea of wholesome. It has the idea of maturity. Friend, Jesus supplies the only perfection that you will ever attain till you get to heaven. And you need to understand that it is not perfection that God is looking for in His children. It is excellence.
The April Ministry of the Month, Love Worth Finding, featuring Adrian Rogers. Hear the program weekday mornings at 6 and Sunday mornings at 8:30 here on KCIS.
The KCIS Ministry of the Month.